Welcome to the Julia and Gino podcast, where business meets family. We explore what the entrepreneur life looks like from a family perspective. We are your hosts, Julia and Gino Barbaro. Hey everyone, this is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I am here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, baby.
How you doing?
Good.
Today.
You're going to love this one, Gino. I'm excited for you.
We are excited to be interviewing Lainey Jackson, a business coach, community leader, and the host of the Brilliant Mompreneurs podcast. Lainey believes that every woman has the power to create her own success story, and she finds her passion in helping moms get out of survival mode and into creating a highly sustainable and thriving business. Now, before I welcome Lainey to the show, this is 2 weeks in a row, everybody, that we're doing business and systems. I don't know what happened. I prayed a lot, and my prayers are being answered because we're not going to talk about feelings today. We're going to talk about business.
We will.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Lainey. I'm glad that you're on, and we're going to talk a little bit about business as well.
I am so glad to be here, and thank you for having me. I'm going to make a correction. My pronunciation of my name is Lonnie.
Oh, Lonnie.
So I'm so sorry.
I love that.
It's because my first name is Keiki Lonnie, and I go by Lonnie online. Yeah, so I have a Hawaiian name. Yeah, so no one can pronounce it ever.
I love it. Lonnie is a beautiful name, so I'm happy.
Thank
that you.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to chat with you guys today.
Oh, so excited. I actually was honored to be on your podcast. Loved everything you talked about, everything we talked about. And I wanted to share what you do with our listeners as well. So I'm so happy that you're on.
Yeah, we had a great episode. I cannot wait till it's published and live.
Absolutely.
And since we both have six kids, I felt like we just didn't stop talking.
Tell us about yourself. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, so we had three biological kids, and we were fostering some teenagers. And my husband was like, there's a lot of testosterone in this house since we were fostering only boys. We had three boys. And I said, you know, let's maybe adopt a girl, something like that. And so we ended up getting twin infant girls from the NICU at 3 weeks old in foster care, and found out they had a brother that was 2 years older than them. And that's how we ended up with six kids. So it's my fault. I asked for a girl, and we doubled our family. So that's how we ended up with six kids, and they're all within a 6 year range. So current ages are 14, 12, 10, 10, 8, and 8. So very close together.
And how did you start the company? What was the vision of starting the company?
I know you have a lot of children. You're busy to begin with. And we, you know, my husband and I, we have six kids, but mine are spaced out. Just want to be clear. And they came one at a time. you have a different background than we do. So I want to know where it came from. Tell us about that.
So I started out as an entrepreneur about 10 years ago. I had a mom blog, and I was a virtual assistant, and I loved doing that, but it was hard to balance business and babies. And I just felt like I could never catch up. Right. And everybody else seemed to be flying by me with business growth and handling everything so much better than me, and had, you know, so how do they do it with kids and babies and grow their businesses to be so successful? And I felt like I was missing out on some secret. About 5 years into being an entrepreneur, I realized there was no secret. It was about creating simple strategies and sustainable growth. And that's when I pivoted into coaching after seeing those strategies work for my own business. And now I am so passionate about helping other moms create businesses they love that give them the freedom and flexibility they want, and the income as well. So I am passionate about supporting mom entrepreneurs.
What are mom's biggest pain points that you see when they come to you and say, I'm having trouble with this or with that?
Always balance. That's the first word they use, is how do you find a balance between, you know, doing business stuff and doing family stuff, and mom guilt. Mom guilt comes up all the time. Is I'm so, you know, if I work on my business, I feel guilty because I'm neglecting my kids. Or if I work with my kids, if I'm paying attention to them, my business won't grow. And it's just this juggle back and forth of feeling torn to pieces as a mom entrepreneur. And that's why I like the word mompreneur. I know some people are like, well, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm a mom, and that doesn't, you know, but I combine them because there's never a time where I'm not a mom in my business. And when I'm not thinking about my business, I get the best business ideas when I'm doing dishes or folding laundry. Yes.
So Lonnie, I have a little bit of news for all the moms out there. Dads feel the same way. And we have the same guilt. We have the same struggles you do. As we're getting older, I've got grays. I've got to look good. Women are always saying that we have the same struggles that you do. Maybe yours are more pronounced. And maybe you all have an outlet to go look and speak to about it. But if I went to one of my friends and said, yeah, I'm having a little bit of balance between my kids and my work, my friend would probably smack me upside the head and say, what's wrong with you? Get back to work.
Gotta find a new friend.
To have that outlet. No, I mean, think about it. Have you ever heard a guy talk about like-
I have, but I have to tell you, it is more common. I mean, you know, just like Lani, we do have a lot more podcasts. We have a lot more people to talk to, and it's very common amongst us. So it is openly talked about.
What do you
about.
Say about the mom guilt though? I mean, talk about the mom guilt and maybe the dad.
Well, how did you overcome it? That's what I want to know first. And then how do you?
Right. So I had to overcome a lot of guilt because I definitely with special needs kids, and you know, my youngest two have autism, and then we have another one that has some special needs, and it felt like I was neglecting them or that I was being selfish because I wanted to build something for myself. You know, we could have kind of done without my income, you know, but I knew it would be helpful. And so I had to come to a realization that guilt is something that is, you know, built into our, we automatically get guilt, no matter if it's you're 2 years old or 200 years old, whatever, how you're going to have experienced guilt. You have to ask yourself, why do I feel this way? It's our natural check-in to say, is this right? Is what I'm doing right? What happens, I think, with moms and what I was doing was I was sitting in that guilt and letting it pressure me and dictate these feelings that I was carrying around, and I wouldn't let them go. I never stopped to evaluate, well, why am I having these feelings? Is it true? Am I neglecting my kids? Am I being a bad mom? Or is this just a little check-in to say, hey, you're kind of off balance. Let's get rebalanced.
And my question is going to be directed to Julia, since I have no guilt right now. What do you feel? What do you feel guilty about?
Well, I agree with what Len is saying, because it is, because, and I always tell people this, and I always take my own advice and then I forget, but I'm going to remind myself again for that. I could literally be home with my kids 24 hours a day, every single day, and not be present. And I could be doing homeschool with them. I could be sitting on the ground with them, but completely ignoring them and not being there for them. So it's really important that sometimes it takes, oh, I have an idea. I have a project to work on, or I have a company to work on, for you to realize, okay, so my time with the kids is very important. And I have to, you know, pay attention to how many times a day when I go into the kitchen, do I see my kids? Am I actually present with them? And so it actually, in a sense, helps you. It almost like, okay, I have a project. Now I have to get it together.
Yes.
So that's how I handle it.
Okay.
I agree with that. And I think it's because there's so much in the social media that says we have to do it this way. There's lots of pressure from culture stuff. Sure. And moms is, you know, I think in the mom culture, we do have a lot of pressure to look a certain way, to show up for our kids a certain way, to have them doing things. But it comes down to intentionality. And oftentimes I find for myself and for the moms that I'm coaching, if they're feeling that mom guilt, it's because they're not intentional with their focus with their kids. Or saying like, and having clear boundaries. It's really a lack of boundaries and saying intentionally, this is when I'm going to do my business. And this is when I'm going to be present with my kids, because our kids don't need us to be on top of them 24/7, unless they're an infant. And even then they have nap times and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a recheck in to say, am I holding those boundaries? And I love what you said, like you can be with your kids and totally not be present.
Absolutely.
So being intentional about your time is so important.
Yeah. Tell us about the, what's been the, you know, you talked about the struggles being that the mom guilt, but the strategies, talk about the strategies a little bit, because people are going to really get some really great advice from you. I've heard some of the things that you talk about. So give us something about the strategies that you talk about.
So to combat that guilt, it's all comes down to really setting intentionality. And this is the foundation for everything I teach, is to really know exactly what you want, what's important to you, and then to look at your time and say, how can I make the time and what's important to me match up? Because what is important to me is probably not important, the same values and important level of importance to you guys, even though we both have 6 kids. They're different ages, they're different stages. You guys have different values. So really knowing what's important to me, some people, it's extremely important for them to have a perfectly decorated and clean house. Not me. That's not my priority.
Well, it used to be my priority until I started having six kids. That house was nice and clean.
Somehow it changed where I my kids know that when the house is clean, mom is in such a good mood. And so it does
I could care less, man. If the house is burning down and there's stuff,
but couldn't care less.
Okay, could not care less. Yes, all the time. You can't let that could not care less. I could not care less, honestly. And that's an evolution of my growth because I was raised, everything has to be completely linear. Now, honestly, I want my children to wake up and make their beds because that starts the day and that sets them going. Yes. And if there's something that's out of place, don't freak out about it. But at the same time, I've learned to grow out of that. That's been a learning process for me.
But you're amazing at it. You walk over things. Sometimes Barbies are out. You literally walk over them. Pretty impressive.
And Lonnie, you talk about that. And let me recap that for all the people who are listening to this, maybe business people. Mm-hmm. Intentionality, create a cadence of accountability. What's your cadence? Number one. Number two, what are your core values? If you have no core values or values yourself, you don't know what to do. Where's your North Star? And the third one is time blocking, actually taking out a piece of paper and creating time blocks throughout the day and throughout the week and focus on the big three, whether it's yearly or the focus on the big one that you want to accomplish that priority for the day. That's how you would run your business life. And I think it's very similar to trying to run a family life. What are you trying to do for the day?
And I teach people to combine it, like stop trying to take it separated. This for the moms, especially stay at home moms, work from home moms, you just build it into an integral system. And, you know, when I got really nitty gritty about this, when I first started this system, I had everything down from like when I was going to clean the toilets to take out the trash to creating social media content. And I integrated it all into a flexible system. This is the other piece that I add into it is knowing that if something derails me, like a kid gets sick or whatever comes up, because it will inevitably happen. The only thing predictable about mom life is it's unpredictable. Mm-hmm. I can know, well, then I'm going to flip-flop these days because I'm building in flexibility for my week. I'm not going to fill up every hour. I think that's a mistake a lot of moms do. We're like so scheduled out and then something comes up where, kids throw a fit, they don't sleep, there's a sleep regression, somebody gets sick, and then we're like, oh, I can't get anything done now. And we feel defeated. So instead of building out so much structure that we can't have that flexibility, plan for the flexibility, I know something's going to come up, something's going to derail us. And so I'm not afraid of that anymore. And I can move with the chaos of mom life.
Yeah. No, I think that's important because, my husband does have an office at home. Mm-hmm. He works from, but he also comes downtown as well. And when he is in the office working, like I'm very cautious. The kids are not allowed to go bother him. They're not allowed to. And you know, some of them will sneak in a little bit here and there, but it's important, and then when I personally am at working in our daughter's room, who is kind of my office, the kids will come in and interrupt. And so that it's just interesting how the kids are more comfortable interrupting mom than dad. And that's just the way it is.
Well, sometimes. That's our dynamic. That's how we've grown up for us
personally in our life. But my kids also respect what I'm doing. They do love the fact that I'm on podcasts. They love that I'm working with their dad. So we also include them. And I think that is a super helpful tip for those who are working from home and I'm sure you would agree, is that have the kids somewhat involved and have them actually like what you're doing, because then it's they're a little nicer about it. You know what I mean? They don't get angry that, oh, mom's going off doing something with dad. And you know what I mean? They're very supportive.
I find that most of the time when the kids are complaining about moms, like, oh, mom, you're on your phone again, and they're giving you a hard time, it's because they associate electronics with fun.
Yes.
So if we're on our phone doing actual work, we're networking, we're marketing, on social media, they think we're playing around on a game.
My wife is playing around in the game. Let's get it straight. She's scrolling a little bit more on Facebook.
I had to take the app off. Was it Jewel Mania? Yes. The kids made fun of me so bad. I'm like, let me just do one more. I am the worst when it comes to that. So I had to take that away. But they'll just, every once in a while, mom, are you on Jewel Mania? No, honey, I'm really on Instagram. I'm trying to figure it out,
Yeah. And I think if we are clear to them, say, no, actually, this is work. Let me show you what I'm doing. They get to experience, hey, this, because this is not going to go away. Mm-hmm. This kind of like entrepreneur, social media, business type lifestyle is not going to go away. It's only going to get bigger. And so my son came to me last night as an example, and he's like, mom, what is your website built on? What platform? And so I was like, oh, it's a WordPress platform. He's like, could I build a website. And then he's like, I think I want to start an e-commerce store. And he has this great idea he came up with. And because he's heard me talk about all the things I've built, he's now excited and interested. And in fact, I was telling him, I'll hire him and teach him how to do it. And I'll pay him as his first job as an entrepreneur to be a contractor. And it's an opportunity for us to educate and empower our kids instead of feeling guilty. Oh man. And we have to hide and minimize what we're doing in building these businesses.
Let me go back and circle back on a couple of things you said. First thing is discipline. When people hear the word discipline, they tense up. They say, and for me, discipline only allows you more freedom. Cause if you know at 8 o'clock, you've got to get up and go work out for 30 minutes. And then at 9:30, you're going to take a break. You know, you can have the freedom to do what you need to do at those times and not worry about it. Check it off the box. Does it take time to do it? Absolutely. But discipline and structuring your day and structure your week will allow you to have the freedom to do a lot of that stuff. And you're talking about pressure. A little pressure is okay. Pressure makes diamonds. Yeah. Don't be afraid of putting pressure on yourself. The fact that you're so guilty sometimes maybe is not aligning with what your true values are. If you really want to be a mom and that's your number one goal and you are working as an entrepreneur, maybe you need to take a break from being an entrepreneur and focus on being a mom for a little bit. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have our North Star. When I was at the restaurant, I wasn't abiding and living by my core values because I was working on the weekends. I was working nights. I wasn't home as much as I wanted to be. And I wasn't aligning with the values. And that's why I needed to change that occupation. It took a long time and a lot of work, but not knowing what your values are is going to be hard when you come to Lonnie and say, hey, I need to work. I need to figure things out. Well, the first thing that I think she can be working on is, well, what do you want for your life? I mean, do you want to be a mompreneur? And you might say, yeah, because I see everyone on Instagram being successful. And for the reality, Instagram for the most part is a little exaggerated. We're not all crushing it. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? But that's the problem that I have with social media, because we're all looking at what everyone else is doing instead of worrying about what we want. What is our future self? And I think we need to focus on that, Lonnie.
I agree. And oftentimes I've learned the hard way. I don't want a business that looks like another mom. Mm-hmm. I don't want a life that looks like hers, because that's not the life I really truly want. It looks glamorous. It looks fun. It looks fancy. It looks easy. But if I tried to do that, I'm going to be miserable. And that's what I did for many years when I first started out as a mom entrepreneur, is I was trying to keep up with everyone else and make my business look like them. And that didn't align with my personality or who I was. And it just made me kind of miserable. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a lot of times what moms are doing is without realizing it.
So what does Mr. Jackson say about all this? He's like, Lonnie, well, actually, my wife the other day comes into the closet, into the walk-in closet and says to me, you know, Gino, you better watch out because I may become better at podcasting. You may start crushing this podcast space. And I'm like, baby, bring it on. You know what I'm saying? So,
hold on.
Well, see, I think you can do amazing.
That was my revisionist history. That's all I heard. I'm like, yeah, I got a little competition going on here. But what does your husband say about you growing the business and spending time? Is he supportive of that? Does he like the plan that you put in place?
Oh yeah. He is my number one cheerleader and supporter. I will tell you, we've gone on a journey together, because it used to be, I was working, you know, nonstop, like a crazy woman. And I would stay up till 1 a.m. And, you know, so I was either with the kids or I was with my business, and he kind of was ignored, just being really, truly honest. And when we finally had a conversation, he's like, you know, I only have a certain amount of time with you after I come home from work. I really would love it if maybe at least one night a week we could sit and watch TV or have a conversation, something where you're not on the computer, because I was just trying to hustle and get it all in. And I was really frantic about my business. So when I got clear and switched into this new strategy of time and priorities and flexibility, it gave me back my time with him. And so now we can prioritize our time, and I no longer work in the evening unless there's something coming up. And it improved our communication for me to be able to tell him, I know exactly what I need to do to grow my business, and this is what it looks like this week. It's going to be a little more intense. So I can have the ability to say, hey, this week I'm not going to be able to do as much with you at night after the kids go to bed, because that's our time. Just wanted to let you know, because I'm going to be able to do this in my business and it's going to give this results. And I feel more confident about it. And then he doesn't feel frustration that I'm not paying attention to him and that our relationship is suffering because of it.
Lonnie, I love when my wife works. You know why? We get on podcasts. I know she's doing a podcast one day because she's all fixed up. Hair looks rocking. She's got the makeup going on. She looks amazing. Not that she doesn't when I'm doing podcasts, but that little extra, I'm like, all right, babe, you got a rocket today. We're doing a podcast today. What are we doing today?
The kids always know because I'm dressed. I have jewelry on.
Usually she got black pants on or a black shirt, but when she has a podcast, she steps up the game.
But you make such a good point. And I think that we sometimes focus on being a mom and being an entrepreneur, and we forget that we're also a wife.
And yes,
huge. And so how often do you come across that working with other people? Like, it's almost like they don't even realize it's not even a thought in their head.
Mm-hmm. I find there unfortunately is some women who are trying to build a business and they don't feel like their spouse is supporting them. But oftentimes when we dive deeper, it's because there's not communication to explain, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is the results I believe I can get. But also, here's the boundaries I'm going to put up so that we're still spending time together. And you don't feel, I think it's just a lot of times the same with the kids. They feel neglected. And so they're going to complain or make you feel bad about it or make you feel like you're ignoring them. But we just didn't tell them what we're doing. Or we're completely ignoring the time that they need. And they're, because our spouses need us. So.
I think too, it's similar to what we talked about earlier about having the kids be involved and having them be excited for us. We also have to remind our husbands why we do certain things. And I think I've included you a little bit.
You have. Lonnie, this is a tough question for you. If you've got a wife who's rocking it, doing great, and a spouse who's sort of like, honey, I you're not making dinner for me, or laundry's not getting done, and they're arguing. There's a conflict. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you resolve that? Because sometimes just the spouses, the husbands are, they just have some sort of expectation. You get married, and then all of a sudden things change. And over the last 10 or 15 years, it's been so much easier to start a business. It's so much easier to do things that when we got married, it's you go to work, you come home. There's no telecommuting. There's no internet. There's no YouTube. There's none of this stuff. This has really blossomed over the last few years. And all of a sudden people are saying to themselves, I can go out. It's gotten so expensive to live wherever you are. Let's make a little bit more money at the same token. And then all of a sudden the husband or the spouse just feels that resentment and you get that conflict.
Are you saying something? I'm just wondering.
Not at all. Okay. No, I'm letting the dads out there hear themselves through me by trying to explain what's going on with them.
And it does happen. I'm going to let Lonnie say answer this, but I just want to tell you at times it does happen and you don't even realize it. And that's why the communication is super important.
Yeah. We had to have that conversation, my husband and I, because, especially when you have a large volume of children like we do, there's always something to be done in the house. So again, coming back to what's really important to us, important to our family is to have really good homemade meals. Yes. If we don't have good food, we're all grumpy. I'm a foodie. He's a foodie. We have to have good food. So we were like, okay, well, making dinner and having good dinners is more important than having the perfectly clean house. And so we're going to split it up differently. Or maybe I can come to him and say, hey, babe, if I'm able to make this income by working this many hours, I can pay for a house cleaner. Can we do that? Or can we get the kids more involved and split up the chores? Or maybe on the weekend, it's all about coming back to your priorities, because sometimes this is what happens with my clients we're on different pages, our spouse and I. It's really important for them to have something done. And we've stopped doing it because it doesn't matter to us. And so then that bitterness comes up and that frustration and resentment comes up. So that's where the communication has to come back to center. Say, okay, are we both okay with this? Because I don't care if you don't care.
Sure.
So this is for Lonnie's husband, if he's listening. When your wife comes to you and says, hey, babe, that means she really wants to spend some money or she needs something. Because my wife's thing is, hey, Gino, I was thinking. When I hear those words, I was thinking. That's in communication, meaning I've got this great idea. I'm going to create more work for you, or we need to buy something.
It's so true.
It is so true. I like that. Hey, babe. My partner's wife says the same thing. And I'll be sitting with him in Knoxville, Tennessee, in his office. And she walks in and she says, hey, babe. And I hear that, I just chuckle to myself. I'm like,
I can hear my wife saying, we do have great ideas. Great ideas, and we just sometimes rely on you gentlemen to take care of it.
I'm not saying you don't. I just, that word just popped in my mind. I'm like, wow. I see dollar bills flying by the screen as you say that, yeah.
Well, I do think though, the communication is so important. And a lot of times we, like you said earlier, you said, what is not important to us is important to our husband. And sometimes we don't even know it. Sometimes we don't know it. And so that's where I, you know, even to say, hey, Gino, you know, if you think I'm going overboard with it, just please let me know. And I'm not going to be irritated when you say it, because our reaction is super important to talk about. But one of the things, even with the cooking, because I'm with you, my husband's Italian, super Italian house, Irish Italian.
She's so blaming me,
we
everybody.
Really do. Same, we're foodies. We have 3 full meals a day. I mean, plus other things, everyone's making cappuccinos throughout the day. It's just, it's a super happy home.
Our coffee bill is probably more in a week than what the average family drinks in a year. It's ridiculous.
Perfect. That's value to me, but my husband doesn't like coffee.
I met someone yesterday that doesn't like coffee. So strange. But what we did is we taught our children to cook. And so now I have our 14 and our 16-year-old literally will make a full meal. And sometimes I think, should I be in there helping them? No, because that's a trade. They've learned something. I mean, they could use it forever, obviously. So let them do it. I had someone say to me years ago, you know, a little 8-year-old can, our 8-year-old can make scrambled eggs. She can make an omelet. She'll be okay. I help her turn on the stove. That's about it. But other than that, they're fine. They could do it. We have to kind of let go of certain things, because sometimes we hold on to things as moms. We don't want to let go of it. And sometimes it's little by little, I'm okay with it. So that's a little advice out there. Let your kids cook, teach them how to cook.
I mean, I think it comes down to empowering each other and saying like, hey, I either need to find a better system to do this because I don't have enough time, or I need to get help from you, or we need to hire help, or we need to not care about it. Exactly. Like those are the basic things we go through. Whenever I come to my husband, I'm like, this is not working.
Yeah.
We ask those questions. Do we need to do a better system? Let it go completely. Doesn't matter to us. Hire something out or balance the workload.
My last question before we let you share all your information with the listeners, when should mompreneurs come and seek out that advice? Is it early on? Is it when they're struggling? I mean, when is the right time to seek that advice?
Oh, that is a loaded question, right? I think it's just a matter of, you know, your determination for what's important to you. I work with people who are from the very beginning of their business. They have nothing started and they have just a concept and they are like, let's do this. And they want to invest, you know, they're willing to invest in themselves early on. Some people don't want to invest in that extra help until they have income coming in. So they're going to, I call them Google surf ninjas, where they're just surfing the internet and finding everything via Google and downloading all the freebies, listening to podcasts. That's what I did for a while. But I will tell you, when you're going to come to a point in your business, no matter if it's early on or, you know, when you've started making income, you're going to say, I need to stop trying to figure this out because my time is valuable. Really, truly, it comes down to, instead of me just sitting in this space of overwhelm, frustration, or whatever it is, mom guilt, et cetera, I'm going to say my time, it's worth it to spend money to not be in this space 6 months from now.
So it's almost like you have maybe a hobby or you have a concept of something. And then once somebody calls you and you really get them on, it almost becomes a business, becomes a company at that point. It becomes real.
What I would encounter with the both of you are saying is, I would say early on, even before you have a business, if you're a mom, get some life coaching, get somebody to talk to and see what you want to do. If you don't want to be an entrepreneur, great, but figure out what you want to do. Can you become a better mom? Can you go out and work at a W-2 job? Whatever that looks like, make sure that you're clear with what you want to achieve in life. And once you can create your identity, you can create your values, then you can take it from there. And then if all of a sudden you want to become a mompreneur, you want to get into the entrepreneurial space, you'll at least have those tools to be able to communicate with your spouse. You'll have the tools to figure out what your values are. You'll have the tools to be able to create the discipline and set all those frameworks up early on, because you're going to grow into those frameworks. And if you don't work on it early on, it's going to catch up with you later on.
Right. We can always go faster if you start with a good foundation. And that's really, truly what I didn't have and why I didn't grow fast, because I just was throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. And that's not even how you cook. You check spaghetti to see if it's done, right?
Is that why the house is messy? You're chucking spaghetti in the wall, huh?
That's what I'm doing. But I think that most moms come to business, entrepreneur life like that. We're like, we see somebody else doing something. We have a concept and we just like, oh, I'm gonna just try stuff. And then we get into overwhelmed mom guilt, unbalanced situations when we could. And you know, as soon as you feel that way and you don't want to stay that way, that's when I come in. And I do a combination of coaching where it's not just business strategy, but it's also clarity coaching where we're doing life coaching, all of it, because I don't think you can really separate it. And when you look at it as a whole, you're going to see much more success that way.
And this is another parallel that men and women have. When you're out there looking on social media, all these successful men out there, who do you see? The Grant Cardones, you see all these big types, flashy. Well, when you see the women out there, it's the same thing. You see these women in jewelry, and most of us don't want to aspire to that. I read the book, mm-mm, Small Giants, where you really, most of us just want to have a small company. We want to create impact. We don't want to become the next Facebook or the next Zuckerberg or the next Michael Dell, or you got down the list. We don't want to impact the world in that. We want to impact the world in ourselves. So where do we find those role models? I think your company allows people to say, I don't need to be this huge mogul. I want to have an amazing little business, create impact and help others, but I also want to have some family life. And how do I balance that? And taking notes, the identity, the balance, the mom's guilt, the intentionality, the cadence, the core values, the time blocking, being flexible, being disciplined. These are all pieces of the puzzle that you need to figure out. But why would you figure out them later if you can figure out sooner and then grow into that business, mm-hmm, and really not waste any time, really shorten that learning curve?
Yeah, because a lot of times this is what moms forget and other business owners. We think we need to grow a social media following of 100,000 plus people to have a success, but we're miserable. That brings a whole nother level of stress. And just because you have 100,000 people following you doesn't mean you're making any money. Yeah. I work with women who have hundreds of thousands of followers and they're making like $100 a month. So don't be deceived. And I worked last week with a mom retreat. I hosted an in-person retreat for my clients. And one of them was there and she finally was able to say out loud to a group of people, you know what I want? I want to make $4,000 a month and I only want to work 30 hours in the month. That would make me really, that would just do something for my family. And that's all I want. And I was like, that's such a win. You know, you don't have to make 10K months to be successful. For her success comes from only having to work 30 hours in the month, making $4,000. It was amazing.
That's awesome. That's amazing. Lonnie, where can the listeners get a hold of you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Lonnie J. Jackson. I also have a community on Facebook for mom entrepreneurs called the Brilliant Mompreneur Society. And then I have a podcast, Brilliant Mompreneurs Podcast.
All right, Julia, wrap it up, baby.
No, Lonnie, I just want to thank you I'm so thankful, first of all, that I had met you and we did a podcast, because I've learned so much from you already, you know, but I just really encourage everyone to check her page out, check what she does, because I've talked to so many women that could benefit so greatly from you. So I just encourage everyone, if you're a man listening and you know a woman that could really benefit from Lonnie's program, please pass along the information.
Hey, babe, that was good. Hey, I like that. Thank you. All right.
I'm learning, you know, I'm learning sales. I'm learning all these things.
My last question, Lonnie, what's for dinner tonight?
Yes.
What's for dinner tonight is pizza. We're doing homemade pizza.
Good.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show today, really honestly. And everyone go check out the website. Lonnie, thanks again. And Julia?
Yes.
No ideas for the weekend. I want to take the weekend off. Okay. I was thinking, no ideas. So thanks again, Lonnie. We appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.